Yep. Love line, coast to coast. You heard the man. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Tonight, Andy Dick will be joining us in the Loveline studio to talk about his new MTV show, which is on Tuesday nights, 9:30, on the fabulous yet cheap MTV.
Cheap. Why do you say such things?
You know what's ironic about me?
Yeah.
I only said bad things about MTV when I was on MTV.
I noticed that. You don't care anymore.
Now that I'm off MTV, yeah. I don't say anything bad about them. But maybe we'll rekindle that flame tonight. Andy is taking some sort of meeting and is going to be just a little bit late, but I'm sure he'll make up for it. So he's just going to be in here in about 10 or 15 minutes. We'll talk to him about all his affairs, yes.
Jesus Christ in heaven!
Sarah?
Hey.
You're 16.
Yeah.
What's up?
All right, my problem is, I'm, fine with, giving head or something like that.
Sure.
But when it comes to, kissing, it just grosses me out.
Oh, you got an older sister?
No.
No. All
right. And it's not like I'm not experienced with that, because I am. It just, seems to gross me out more and more.
With the kissing?
Yeah.
Well,
why do you think that is?
That's how I am with porn, though. I can see a three-input job with five slobs on top of one chick. No problem. The second they kiss, I have to shield my face with a baseball cap run out of the room.
Three inputs? Sounds like some sort of a...
That's porn logo.
Dispenser.
Lingo. Hey, Sarah?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm just going to start guessing here.
Okay.
You think it's an intimacy thing? That there's something kind of intimate about kissing?
I don't know.
And oftentimes, some people, that will trigger some feelings of aggression.
Kissing?
Maybe. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, let's hear about it.
All right. Where's Daddy?
He died.
When did he die?
When I was 11.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
He had cancer.
Uh-huh.
Was he somebody you loved?
Yeah.
You were close with him?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, here's what I'm getting. You tell when a 16-year-old woman calls this show and says she can't really tolerate kissing a guy, I think I'm talking to someone who's having difficulty with intimacy.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'll go right to the dad and figure out when he left or when he was taken away in this case.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think it's about reestablishing an intimate relationship with a male who may be taken away, just like dad was.
Yet I sense conflict. How's with mom?
How's what?
How's your relationship with mom?
Oh, pretty good. Sometimes we fight, but it's not bad.
Did you ever have any bad fight with your parents?
No.
Never?
Nothing specific.
Nothing really? Nothing to make you feel sort of uncomfortable being close to someone? Other than the loss, obviously.
No.
All right. Have you dealt with your dad's loss?
Yeah, I think so.
Could that possibly... it's only 5 years ago, and some people really sort of avoid all those feelings of grief, and they will come back and get you.
Well, I went to therapy.
Yeah. Because you weren't grieving properly?
Well, no. It was just, I don't know, my mom, made me and my brother go, after.
Uh-huh. Drew, stop messing with that mic, please. All right. Well, Sarah?
What should I do?
Well, you don't have a boyfriend currently?
No. It was sort of hookups. I had somebody, a little while ago, and, we did, other stuff before we kissed. And, once we'd done, other stuff, I was fine kissing him. And, he was a good kiss, and I really enjoyed it. But now, it's just not that way anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Not with him anymore?
What?
Not with him anymore?
No, not with him anymore.
Well, listen, she's 16. Yeah. I mean, sometimes you got to meet the right guy.
And everyone gets to go through some weird phases when they're 16. But if she still has trouble being close to someone, then it might be time to revisit the therapist.
I didn't meet the right guy until I was 30.
For some reason, I've been talking a lot about you lately and your desire to be gay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't hide that.
I know.
Andy, I was just looking at an article on Andy Dick. He's 10% gay.
Is it only 10%? Well, he leaves... he needs lots of room in that 100% with him.
Yeah. And what is 10% gay? The penis only goes in 3/4 inch, or how does that work?
Out of every 10 encounters,
one's
gay.
He's bisexual.
Yeah, no, I guess we'd get up. I'd be like, are we on the 10th already? I swear to Christ, I just blew a guy. Well, it was 2 weeks ago. Come on, we can't be on 10 again, are we?
You know what was? There's the Mars Venus show. I was talking to people about women and men and why men are around women. And one of the women finally came to a conclusion. They went, well, if that's the way it is, then men are only with women because of the sex.
Oh.
I had to bite a hole in my lip right at that moment. And I thought, well, now, wait a minute. Adam always says if he could be gay, he wouldn't be around women.
I would try not to.
Yeah, he would just. He wishes he could not have this need.
Thank you. Thank you, Drew. But, Drew, yeah. To be fair to some of us guys that are less passionate than you, you're very passionate, passionate man. Jason?
Hi.
You're 27?
Yeah, I was wondering, would taking Coumadin stunt the growth of my penis?
No.
What's
going on? Why are you taking the Coumadin? Maybe that has something to do with it.
Artificial valves.
Yeah, I'd be more concerned with your growth and development otherwise normal?
Yeah, it's fine.
Well, you're 27. How much do you think the dork's going to grow between now and the grave?
I don't know. It's only 5 inches when it's fully erect.
5 inches and a bad heart valve? God really dealt him a bad hand.
How old were you when you had the replacement?
The first one was when I was 18 months, 7 years, and 15 years old.
You wonder if something else happened as a result of all those surgeries and perhaps our medicines along the way. Again, otherwise your growth is normal, your height is normal, your stature is normal, hair distribution is normal.
No, I lost it when I was 15.
Lost what?
My hair.
On your head?
Yeah. Oh, never mind, I went over my head, what you were saying.
Well, no, I was asking, if you lost hair on your head, too, that's a sign that something might be going on.
Because when I had my last operation, I was in the hospital for 2 months.
Yeah.
Hey, Jason?
Yeah.
You got a bad heart valve?
Yeah, I was born with mitral and aortic stenosis.
Mm-hmm. And it's one valve that's bad?
Well, it's the aortic valve and the mitral valve.
Oh, well, there you go. So stenosis of both the valves. No. And did they replace both of them?
Well, the first operation I had, they just went in and slid open the aortic valve. And then the last two, the second one, they replaced the mitral valve and then this last one, they replaced both of them.
I bet you were on some powerful antiarrhythmic medication along the way, too, right?
Azotec.
No.
What, by the way, do they replace it with? A synthetic valve or a pig valve or what kind of valve?
It's synthetic.
And is it hooked up? Is it power electronically?
No. They just...
No.
Do I get my book here?
When the blood pumps through it, it's like a normal valve.
What do you have? What kind of valve you have? York Shirley or something?
Shoot, I don't even know.
I'll show you. Give me the pictures here.
All right. Hold on a second. Oh, true. I can't reach it. Thing.
That is a foot and a half
away.
You want
to give me a heart attack? Because I know what the heart valve looks like. I just didn't know if they were powered on their own or if they needed to be powered.
Pen.
Drew, why don't you start showing
up like
a
toilet seat?
But is there another doctor in the world that doesn't have a pen in their pocket? You got to be the only doctor in town that doesn't have a pen.
There's another one that used to be just a ball in a basket.
Right,
just a ball, right? Like a little basket like this,
yeah.
And just a ball sitting in it. So when the heart started to contract, the ball would go occlude up here.
Yeah,
they would allow the blood to go out.
Like one of those old, remember those snorkels kids would have?
Yes.
That you couldn't suck water through because there was a curve and they had a ping pong ball at the end of it?
No one alive other than you and me remembers that.
Oh, really? They don't make those anymore? It seemed to work pretty good for me when I was a kid.
And now the heart valves are a little more...
Okay. All right. But aren't there certain, I don't know, maybe I'm thinking of pumps that are hooked up in place of the heart.
It replaces this one.
Okay.
And this one here.
And now he's 27. He had it replaced semi-recently. How long is that going to last him?
I don't know, actually. I think it should last a long time. So during while he's developing that they had to replace them. He gets bigger and bigger.
Gets bigger. Jason?
Yeah.
How long is this valve supposed to last?
For the rest of my life. They put the biggest one in.
It's a long time.
Right.
Yeah.
Until he's 22.
Yeah. Yeah. And right. I think, again, I worry that either the traumas of the surgery or God knows what other medicines you were exposed to along the way. You might see an endocrinologist and see if there are ways.
Yeah, a 5-inch penis ain't
bad.
But
he may have some more growth to go under some testosterone influence if he never, achieved the normal testosterone levels that he would have otherwise been exposed to.
Well, does your heart create that?
No, but some of these medicines, the antiarrhythmic medicine,
she
probably wouldn't even know what he was on.
Jamie?
Yes.
You're 29. What's up?
Okay, well, I was just calling. First, I wanted to say hi to Andy Dick, but he's not there. Congratulate him on his Daphne Aguilera bit on MTV.
Yeah, well, he'll be in here in a minute, theoretically, okay. And I'll congratulate him for
it. And then the other reason I called is because I don't know if you guys are aware of Department of California, the Health Department, has a program for minors that are under 18 that need help with, like, let's say somebody has a sexually transmitted disease and they don't want their parents to find out. They could go to their local welfare department and apply for minor consent, and they'll get a Medi-Cal card that will treat that, you know, so they could get treatment for that or drug abuse or counseling.
I just wish the Medi-Cal would actually cover those services. Huh? That's the frustrating part, but that's great. That's good to know. Now, state it again, so if anyone's listening that has access to that, it's clearer who they are and how they do it.
Yeah, anybody under 18 could go into any welfare department in the state of California.
Hold on, you're saying welfare?
Yeah, the welfare department.
No matter if they're on welfare already themselves or not?
No, it doesn't matter. You could be, your dad could be a millionaire. As long as you're a minor, they can't use your parents' income against you. You will be provided a medical card so you could get treated for sexually transmitted.
There's another name for that, the family something, right?
No, that's healthy families.
Healthy family.
That's for people that are not eligible. Okay. They can't afford personal insurance, but they make too much money to be on Medi-Cal.
But that doesn't apply to minors?
No. Okay. That's for minors, too, but that's just like to keep families healthy.
All right there, Jamie.
Let's see. The program's called Minor Consent Program, and it's statewide, and it's for any minor. And it's for,
hey, you know what?
For
Ann,
specific use.
Is Ann in there somewhere? Maybe there's another Sunday show here somewhere, like in terms of exploring what resources are available in different states, that kind of thing, and how different states deal with these issues. So Jamie's on line 4.
Yeah. Tanya?
Hello?
You're 21.
Hi.
What's up?
I really love your show.
Thank you.
I have this problem. It's kind of an embarrassing problem.
Mm-hmm.
I watch a lot of porn.
Uh-huh. Oh, Adam, this is your mate.
How much porn do you watch?
Your soulmate.
How dare you?
What?
How dare you?
I'm trying to help you.
Go ahead, young Tanya.
Think of all the hours of enjoyment you could share together.
Yeah, you could watch me masturbate. Go ahead, Tanya.
I watch it about maybe 3 or 4 times a week, and I've been doing it since I was about 14.
Ma'am, and when you say watch it, what do you mean? How much?
Until I'm done watching it.
How long is
Hold
that?
On. Let me grab a scratch pad here. Let's do a little Love Line recreation
so,
there.
So, Tanya, mm-hmm. How long do you watch that porn for?
Until I'm done watching it.
Oh, that's quite a...
Let's try that without porn for a second. Let's just try it with any question.
Adam, how long do you eat dinner for tonight? How long did you eat dinner for tonight?
Until I was done eating.
Oh, that's good. I see.
Mm-hmm.
And
it works. It works. It works in almost any application. You're a genius, Tanya.
Okay, I get it.
Okay. So you watch for how long?
10-15 minutes.
Three, four times a week?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't call that a problem. Do you masturbate?
Well, see. Well, yeah. See, I consider it a problem because I have it, like, in my possession, and I find it embarrassing, like I'm hiding things from people.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, something I don't want people to know about me.
How often do strangers comb through your house?
Never.
But interestingly, right.
Hold on a second. Are you bringing it with you to work, or do you have it on your person?
No.
This is what men have dealt with for years. Remember how men have always felt bad and ashamed of this?
Yeah, sure. Who's looking for it?
Nobody. I'm just thinking, like, if I have, like, a friend over, if somebody from my family comes over and were to happen to, like, come by it.
Yeah, how much porn do you have?
I have 2 videos.
2 videos. And what else do you have at your house? You have a bong or a pipe or a joint or some booze or something else you may not want them to see?
Well, they all know about that stuff.
Hey, here's my point, goofball. You can't take those 2 videotapes and stash them somewhere while your, you know, grandparents are staying the weekend?
I do.
It's just that I don't like watching it. Like, I want to not watch it.
But do you want to not masturbate, or do you want to not watch it?
I want to not watch it.
All right, what if you stopped masturbating? I bet you would stop watching it.
Yeah. I guess I could try that.
Honey, are you doing it? You junior college, or are you on the workforce?
Oh, yeah, I'm in junior college.
Yeah.
I knew that was good.
I always know the junior college students.
Well, you almost didn't qualify for junior college.
Yeah, it was close. I have an object. It's 5/8 of an inch thick by 3 inches by 8 inches. Where can I hide it? Okay.
But listen, wait.
She
now,
sounds like she has she sounds like she has a prom that she's trying to.
But you're advising her to stop masturbating so she doesn't watch the porn. Could somebody advise you of that and get you to stop watching porn?
I don't want
to
stop.
Yeah, but
how
even if you did, you think you're going to stop masturbating? No way.
No, but she doesn't. She wants to stop masturbating, not stop watching
she
the porn.
She wants to stop feeling guilty about this.
Are your parents religious?
Yeah, my mom is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that why you're a little freaked out about this whole thing?
No, I think it's gross, and I think it's, like, kind of demeaning to women in a lot of ways, and I'm not happy that I watch it. I don't like to, but the first time ever masturbated and, like, got off was I was watching porn.
Why don't you watch gay porn or something? Well, who knows?
You want to talk about bad.
Well, something without women.
Well, the straight stuff is demeaning. The gay stuff's an act against God nature. Have you seen that drill? Oh, yeah. That'll take your soul away. Sorry, Tanya, don't listen to Drew watching that gay porn. What kind of porn do you watch?
Just straight.
Or what about lesbian porn? Maybe
may be something here. Do you think about the ladies?
No.
Huh?
No.
Yeah, no, just because women... Man.
All right, how about a little lesbian porn? Hey, how about a compromise in some of that nice Showtime late-night softcore porn?
Yeah, I've seen that, too.
Why don't you try that? You won't feel as bad. You still get to masturbate.
Won't be as quick, though. You have to watch the stories.
Yeah, take like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yes. Lady Chatterley is now with another woodsman. Oh, Christ. How long is this going to take? She's taken many lovers, you know. Okay. Tanya?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you got some issues floating around.
But they're not what you're doing. What you're doing is perfectly normal.
Right. The masturbation is fine. The porn watching is fine. But the way you feel about it isn't fine.
That's
and
right.
That's what you got to look into.
Well, also, lately I've been having these dreams that are, like, really, like, they're, like, sexual, and they're really, like, freaky, and I think because of watching
Maybe you need a boyfriend.
Yeah. How about that? Can you get a man?
Yeah.
All right,
go get yourself a man.
Yeah, I think that'll settle this down a bit.
And there's something floating around. Maybe the weird religious thing.
Whatever it is, it's like, she needn't succumb to it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. Nina?
Yeah?
You're 14.
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay. It's like the weirdest thing. Whenever I'm around a guy, I always get a mental picture of him raping me.
Have you ever been raped?
No.
Have you ever been sexually abused?
No.
You sure it's rape you're imagining?
Yeah. It's like a mental picture. It's like, it freaks the hell out of me.
No, but you're just maybe imagining having sex with the guy?
No. I know. It's like, just, I don't know. Whenever I'm like, it doesn't like matter what guy, just any guy I'm around, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like him brutally raping me.
Brutally?
What does that mean, brutally? What do you mean?
Like, you know, first beating the crap out of me, torturing me, then...
Were you ever beaten up when you were growing up?
No.
Hmm?
Not really.
A little bit?
There's no such thing as not really.
Well, no.
No?
Yeah, my mom's like, you know, hit me a couple times, but, you know, just not really.
You know, it's funny. She's, Nina's 14. Sounds like a Dan Aykroyd character. Yeah, my mom, she hit me sometimes, you know.
Not really, but yes, she hit me.
She beat me about the head and shoulders.
Yeah.
I always liked that about. He was the suspect, was beaten about the head and torso. The about part. So, Nina, where's Daddy?
Right now, he's with my mom at my aunt's house.
Oh, you should have said Joliet.
Huh?
So is he living with your family?
Yeah.
I see.
My parents are still together.
And everything, someone did a little beating on you?
Well, just, my mom just slaps me once in a while when I get, like, when I have a smart mouth.
Mm-hmm.
How often would you do that?
What is she Mexican or Italian?
Russian.
Ooh, it's tough. White tornado. It's tough people, those Russians.
How often would you do that?
Huh?
How often would you do that?
Just not that often at all, just a couple times.
In your life.
And your dad doesn't do any whooping?
No.
Why, is he too drunk?
He drinks, not that much, and just, he screams a lot.
Oh. Yeah. That sounds a little volatile over there. Maybe daddy screaming a little bit and drinking a little bit and mama doing a little slapping has kind of awoken that fantasy in you.
No, because it's, like, really weird because, okay, some people in my family are just not normal, like my grandma.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, it all started with her. Like, ever since I was, like, I don't even remember how, since I can remember, like, my grandma's always been telling me that every guy, like, you know, wants to kill me.
Oh.
This is like
one of those grandma, yeah. I had an Italian grandma from Philadelphia was really very much into, like, the boogeyman and people trying to kill you, and it's they're under your bed, and they're trying to come in, and don't look out the window.
Who's the author we had? What's his name?
Stephen King?
No.
Oh, what's his name?
Please, are we getting old or what?
We're getting old. The Brit with the weird name.
Help.
Who wrote the Pinhead movies. Anderson's going to chime in any second now.
He's got
Clive Barker.
Clive Barker. His grandmother used to tell him there was a black man waiting in the bathroom to cut his penis off.
Yeah, but that was true. It actually happened.
And interestingly, we were having a discussion tonight, my wife and a friend of ours, tonight, how we're going to tell our daughters to understand what men really are without freaking them out like this, without pissing them off so they want to show us that we're wrong.
It'll be tough because you're a passionate man, Drew.
That's right.
You know how men operate because you operate enough for three of them. Passionate man, Drew is. All right, so what should Nina do?
I wouldn't know how to do anything just yet. I mean, she's got grandma freaking her out a little bit, and she's having this weird sort of... She seems a little hyper-stimulated. You know what I mean? Like, she's a little neurotic and anxious. Yeah. And
well, Nina, the thing is, you can have fantasies all you want. Just make sure it's not actually happening.
She's obsessive-compulsive. I mean, it could be a symptom of something else that's going to show itself as time goes along.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking about when she was talking about rape?
Ice cream? Donuts.
Actually, those multicolored sprinkles that go on the ice cream and the donuts?
Jimmy's.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking about.
Of course, for you.
That's right.
Goes without saying.
Some people call them sprinkles. I call them Jimmy's. So. No, I'll tell you what I was thinking about.
You never understood why you got an erection when you thought of those before?
I used to fantasize when I was like 13 or 14 years old. Whenever I thought about women, it was always like they fell asleep and I got to feel their boobs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That sort of fantasy, or you were invisible, or you're in the room. There was sort of like, it was a little rape in those fantasies, I gotta tell you.
It went one of two ways. Either it was a passive victim who laid still, let you do whatever, and they didn't know you were doing it to them, or somebody you'd given something to who now had to have you.
Yeah.
Right? It went one or the other way.
Right. I'd given some Spanish fly to some chick, and she had to have sex with the next person she saw, and it was me.
That's right.
Or she'd somehow passed out, and I was able to examine her like a coroner, basically, at 13. I think guys have those fantasies.
Absolutely.
Because we can't picture, like, I couldn't picture a chick holding still to let me do what I wanted to do.
Plus, sex is not about love, though, that age.
It's about, like, curiosity and exploration. And having an orgasm as a passionate man like yourself would know, Drew.
I see.
All right, we will take ourselves a break. Andy Dick, who's passionate, but his passion knows no bounds. It's all over the map.
I just wanted to see the wet pink stick.
Oi.
We'll be in here soon, and he can join Drew, who's passionate man.
Hello? Who's this?
This is Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191. Loveline will be right back.
Hey, Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Andy Dick over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew is also in the studio with us. He's a very passionate man. Andy Dick is doing the Andy Dick Show, which is Tuesday nights, 9:30 MTV. I have seen...
I think it's on 10:30.
Oh, 10:30.
Yeah, well, I think so.
That's why this baby says 9:30. Yes, indeed. I have seen a couple episodes, and not Tuesday nights at 10:30 because I'm always here, but whenever it's maybe on the weekends, whenever it's re-airs, and lots of good stuff. I mean, here's... I was actually talking with Anderson about this, Engineer Anderson, before the show, about how this is where you should be.
Listen,
I mean, when you get, I don't mean here, but I mean,
no, yeah,
on and MTV, not necessarily on MTV, but doing your
doing
own film. When we're talking too about David Alan Greer, who's coming in here tomorrow night, that when you take guys like you and David and you give them a role and put them in a sitcom, you're not really exploiting their talent fully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, that's so funny.
No, but people think, I mean, I think people thought you were a weird guy, but they didn't know how funny you were.
Right.
Well, what you, none of you guys know is, and you'd appreciate this, Anderson, and Andy is a great director.
I mean, thanks. I mean, that's right.
I had such fun working with you.
Dr. Drew was on the pilot.
I know. I wasn't on. Thank you for doing that. He was.
Yeah, it was no problem. But he does 400 takes if you need to, and each one is totally different. And he gets exactly what he wants, and he tries everything on for size.
Yeah.
And he gets that cigar store Indian thing out of me that's so hard to get.
Yeah, it's hard to get Drew to act.
Did you see the final product?
I did.
You were good.
I saw
he was good, wasn't
you,
he?
You doing the bit with Ben Stiller last week.
Anus and Andy.
Very funny.
Yeah,
I like the boogeyman bit.
I love the boogeyman bit.
I've and some of these things are pretty involved as far as makeup goes and shenanigans. I saw you in the parking lot with, who's that female rapper?
DeBrat.
DeBrat, yes, doing a Tom Green.
Yeah.
What?
Some funny stuff, right?
Yeah.
But you're right. Put me on a sitcom, and I mean, that's cute too, but.
Well, you know what it is? It seems to me that actors do well on sitcoms because they don't do much else and don't have, they're not singing with the bitches of the century or doing 1,000 characters or, you know, clinically insane.
How are the bitches?
Hey, like careful.
That. I saw the papers.
Yeah, exactly. The bitches are, we're kind of taking a hiatus. Actually, no, we did something at the Knitting Factory.
You beat the crap out of them lately or anything?
Yeah.
You did?
I got mad at them last night. I was at the Knitting Factory last night. It is. Doesn't that sound sweet?
That's you.
I can't win. I'm sick of walking. I want to fly. Look at Stephen Hawking in the sky. Way up in the sky.
Yeah.
That was me and me.
Yep.
I was doing a duet with me.
Yep.
Did that sound good?
Yes.
Now, how long have you been sober now? How's all that stuff going?
A year and 10 months, Doc.
Wow.
Good for you. Congratulations.
God.
How's it going?
It's great. I have a lot of, I've got hang-ups. Mm. I've got issues.
No way.
I don't believe it.
I think I've replaced the addiction of, drugs and alcohol with, maybe other things. Work, for one.
Ooh.
I work my ass off. I work so hard. That's why it looks good. I work so hard.
Yeah, but
hard.
When you work, there's a playful quality to it.
Though. It is playful.
And it's creative. Yeah. And so it may be excessively done because that's the kind of person you are. You tend to excess.
And sex. But,
oh, yeah.
Sex. Yeah. I'm like just going nuts.
But your girlfriend is real hot, right?
She's right behind me.
Yeah.
Ow!
How old is she, really? 21?
She's 21.
Yes. Yeah. I'd be going nuts with the sex, too.
It's crazy.
And so would Drew. He's a passionate, passionate, passionate man. James?
She doesn't like when I talk about... Oh, what? You have somebody on the...
Yeah, Saved by the Bell. James?
Adam.
You're 29?
Hey, good times.
Hey, good times, buddy.
Hey, I've got a complaint for Dr. Drew, but before I get to him, Andy, you are the funniest improvisational mofo of the century.
Oh, that's nice.
The last time you were on Loveline, when you were singing with the bitches of the century while that caller was snoring in the background, was some of the funniest stuff I've ever heard.
That was funny. Remember that?
No.
You really don't.
It's all one big
somebody
show.
Snoring.
To me.
Oh, yeah. They were snoring on the line.
It does sound like this show, though.
It sounds
and
like we
kept
do.
Coming back to them.
Oh,
and
yes.
Snoring.
That is yes. This show.
And Adam, do you remember when you accused Andy of rimming a possum?
No. It sounds like something I may have said too. Yeah.
He says that to everyone, though. So.
Rimming a possum.
So you got something for me now?
What's your beef?
Dr. Drew, as we all know, you like to pick up the nickels everywhere outside the studio.
Right, he's very cheap, very cheap, and passionate.
I have a cousin who is a cosmetologist who did makeup at the Miss America pageant this past year, and she's a big fan of the show, and she introduced herself to you, and she said that you were on your high horse and completely ignored her.
No.
Really? That's bizarre.
That's not like him at all.
Hold on, let me
He's
tell you.
Remember guy.
Her? Her name was Deez.
You know, there was a number of makeup people there. They were all local, right? All the local folks there?
Yes.
And I tried to be as gracious as I was being dragged in five directions at once. And if I missed somebody, I really apologize because they were very nice.
Don't apologize.
Remember her name? you remember her?
No, he doesn't remember
you
her.
No, it's so hard. I get this all the time. Where somebody, just tonight, I was at a meeting and somebody came up to me.
But the problem with me is I genuinely feel bad.
I feel bad, too. Yeah. I want to know them. I want to remember their names.
Hold on, I smell a joke coming up here. James, are we supposed to ask her last name?
Did you meet her, too, Adam?
Yeah, tell me your last name and get the joke out.
These nuts in your face?
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
I love you.
All right. All right. I knew. I started thinking about... Nuts in your face.
These.
See...
These nuts in your face.
These nuts in your face, right.
That was good. A good setup, though.
No, I realized...
He should have got to it. You had to cue him.
I had to cue him because he kept saying... I knew it when he went. You remember her? Her name was Deez.
Do you remember Deez?
Do you remember Deez? You remember the name Deez? And I realized he was wanting us to ask what her last name was, and that's when I knew a joke was coming up. But listen, Drew has such a fear of coming off like an idiot, or of coming off like he has an attitude.
He's so not
right
that.
If you want to corner him and not have him focus on your bogus call, all you have to do is accuse him of being ruder and sensitive.
That's right.
Immediately goes on the defense.
That's right.
And you know what you do? All that energy that you use toward trying to suss out bogus calls all gets turned in on yourself.
Yeah.
And he can run wild around.
Yeah. It's a great strategy.
Me, who doesn't care. Per se, how people think of him, at least you underlings, and you know who you are out there, the people that don't matter. people that clean up my garbage, put my makeup on, and you know that kind of stuff. You know, the little peoples, you call them, Drew, off the air.
He's just a dick.
You are an a-hole.
Thank you, yeah. No, I'm all right. I'm a nice guy. But I don't pretend to like everybody. Yeah. I mean, come on. Anna?
Hi.
you're 16. What's up?
Okay, the thing is, on Friday night, I had sex with my boyfriend, and the condom broke.
Four days ago, right?
Yeah, 4 days ago.
Why didn't you take the morning after pill?
Oh, he was really nervous because then we had, like, a special occasion we went to, and he didn't want to, like, ruin my night, so he was just, like, all, like, torn up and, like...
Well, hang on a second, do we need a reenactment here?
No.
Let me ask again, then. Why didn't you take the morning after pill?
Because I didn't know that it broke, and he didn't tell me.
I see. When did he tell you?
He told me this afternoon.
What was the special occasion? Just because it'll be funny.
It was a dance.
A dance?
Yeah.
So he was getting to have sex with you before the dance?
It was the night before. Mm.
I see. All right. He didn't want to freak you out by telling the condom broke.
Well, here you are. Now we got to get a pregnancy test in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But I got my period Sunday.
Oh, good. Okay.
So, is there any possibility at all? Because
not zero, because sometimes bleeding can be a threatened abortion or even a miscarriage or a tubal pregnancy. But provided that your cycle sort of follows its normal pattern, it's probably just that, your cycle.
Would bleeding be a tubal pregnancy 3 days, 4 days later?
No, that's, well, yeah.
That sounds too soon.
It's awfully soon, yeah.
I'm no gynecologist, but I've seen a hell of a lot of porn, and I cannot believe that that would be a tubal pregnancy. Yeah. Anna?
Relax.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, tell that idiot boyfriend of yours, if the condom breaks next time, to go ahead and raise a hand.
Yeah.
I told him.
Emergency contraception.
And how about you get on the pill if you're being sexually active?
Yeah, I'm planning on it.
Good idea.
Thank you.
All right.
So
Good times, baby.
I went to the library and just pulled some data.
You went where?
The place where computers and books are kept, medical information.
Oh, books. Oh, the house where books are. Yeah, you know, they call it library, but it doesn't have a book in it, so it's like, what?
What is it?
Yeah, that's what he always confuses me. Go ahead, college
boy. I was going to say library. He knows what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Go, college boy.
And I pulled some just random emergency contraceptive articles, and they were so crystal clear that they had not shown no good evidence that it impairs implantation. Then I went around and pulled a bunch of data on birth control pills. Good evidence that it does impair implantation.
So you're saying that the morning after pill is even less of an abortion than birth control pills?
I misstated that.
Thank you.
Good evidence that the birth control pill causes the precise same changes as the morning after pill.
Yes. All right. Well, we'll get into that next Sunday, I believe, right?
Yep.
A little, we're going to have a big big showdown here for Morning After Pill night, Sunday night. Andy Dick is our guest tonight. He is from The Andy Dick Show. Tuesday nights, 10:30, MTV, and repeated quite a bit on the weekends and whenever there's a slot that is open, you will find Andy Dick. Very good show, by the way. I didn't know what to expect. I knew Andy was funny, but I didn't know what to expect on a show. I've seen a handful of them, and every bit I've seen has been
good.
You
should make a movie. Does that happen?
Yeah, we're trying. We're thinking.
All right, we're all going to take ourselves. And when you say really? Where, you right. mean you and your penis, or who's where?
Who?
You and a couple guys?
Me, yeah. I Some see. Of the writers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could put me in the Andy Dick Show, you know.
I would love it.
Yeah?
By the way, since
yeah.
I was good enough to be a pilot...
Yeah, he was in you were in the first 5 minutes.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. I'd like to do something myself.
I would love it.
Yeah, I got range. I play sleepy and nappy. All right, we'll take a little break. Be back with Andy Dick.
Loveline will be right back. So get your problems ready. Ready.
Loveline. Well, there's a good riff. What band's that?
Tribe Lots.
Sum 41? Did you say Sump or Sum?
SR.
Sum.
No, Sum 41. Well, that's a good riff.
Never heard of it.
I like that. I haven't either, but good times. Andy Dick's our guest tonight. He is the star of The Andy Dick Show, Tuesday nights, 10:30, MTV. Doing quite well, thank you.
Thanks.
First season. How many are you going to do?
Well, we just did 6, and we still have to get picked up.
Ooh. Oh, yes. They'll tell you...
the evening of the night that...
They want us to go into production the next day, right?
Yeah. MTV...
The evening of the night that it's due for... Yeah.
Do you have a date that they have to tell you by?
It's 3 months after we deliver the last show.
Figure out what day
and
that
we're delivering
is.
The last show tomorrow, 3 months after tomorrow.
Okay, that's the day.
That's the day
that's
they'll
the day
tell
that
us.
Decide, about 5:30 p.m. Pacific time.
Yeah, that's early.
Andy...
Seriously, right? Yeah. But you know what? I'm not attached either way. You know, I've done shows and, you know, news radio and the Ben Stiller Show and a couple that didn't even make it
Get
at all.
Get Smart.
I went...
It
didn't
that you?
Yeah, but it didn't mean that.
Gadget, yeah. Inspector Gadget.
Inspector
no, that was a movie.
Oh, I'm
that
sorry.
How dare you, Drew. this is a good show, but...
I'm just used to it. You know, I'm used to things just getting canceled. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say, you know, you're doing a lot of the writing on this show, right?
Yeah. Oh, I have 7 writers, and they're awesome.
But you know, you have...
Miller and Green and...
Who is the guy I met?
Aaron and Ross.
The assistant guy, the big guy.
Paul Henderson. He wrote on it.
You have to do a fair
amount. Craig Doyle, John Matta.
Fair amount of writing.
Scott Tomlinson.
Right.
Yeah, well, how we do it is there's 7 writers. We all get in a room and we throw around ideas. I say, yes, no, yes, no. Actually, there's a lot of no's. It's like, no, 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 yes. That's funny. The boogeyman.
Do you ever go, yes, no, 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 no? Or is it always no, 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 yes?
Either way, there's a lot of no's.
Because I'd just move my chair if I wanted to be the yes guy. Yes. Slide it a few chairs
smart,
down.
Smart, smart.
So, yeah, but you write, you direct the thing.
Yeah.
And you're in it. And it's a lot of work, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I've never worked harder in my life.
So I'm saying...
It's hard.
You know, when you're right...
I was wiped out. That's why I'm not attached. If the thing doesn't go... Great. I'm going to Bora Bora.
Yeah, that's the way I feel. Thank you. Yeah. Brian?
Hi. My wife is 6 months pregnant, and I want to know, for how long can we have sex?
Singlet, one child?
Huh?
It's a singlet?
Yeah.
One child. And any complications of the pregnancy?
No.
Singlet, and then it goes to twins, or is it doublet?
Twins.
I see.
Sometimes you can go all the way to the end there.
Drew's wife delivered C-section, so he had sex while she was delivering.
Dr. Drew, when you say go all the way to the end, do you mean you can always go in the back door?
No.
Yes,
but you can. Do that all the way up to the end.
Yes, but I think you could have vaginal intercourse in most cases.
All the way to the end.
Virtually to the end there. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's different theories about that, but that's...
Yeah. Then isn't it...
what does that sound?
I don't know.
Isn't it a little weird?
The back door.
Or is that just me?
That's just you.
Really? It's not
the child is actually seeing your
you're
penis.
You're a passionate, passionate, passionate man, but when the woman's belly is that full with child... Mm. And you're sort of getting on top of it. I don't know. Does she get on top of you? What's the position?
No, I think you go from behind.
My wife turns around no matter what. So
really?
Yeah.
Well, But everything turns you on, Drew. You're a passionate, passionate man.
Doc, move your hand. I'm going down. I can squeeze another 10 minutes oral sex out of this before the kid crowns.
Yeah, that was true. We actually mic'd him up in the dressing room. He'd had a few Budweisers, and he's going down on his wife while she was delivering.
Oh, my God.
Got a mouthful of placenta. Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
All right, so good times, buddy.
Good times.
All right. Oh, all right, I don't know. Can't you just get some oral sex or something for the last month?
Yeah, that's what we've been doing.
Okay.
You're fine.
That's good. And then Mama giving you a BJ is a little weird, too. I don't know. Drew, I may just be weird about this one. And Andy, I don't know where you land on this. But when a woman is really with child that way, it seems weird to have sex with them. It's like you're it's banging mama.
No.
I have a lot of issues with it.
Yeah, men do.
Well, I'm not with the women that I've actually had kids with.
Yeah, men get very weird about
it. I weirded out and never went back.
When kids
freaked out.
Well, yeah.
Was it the having the kid part?
It was the having the kid part.
See, a lot of women complain that the guys stop having sex with them after they've had a kid. And
it happened to me. I never went back.
Yeah, that's something that came out of there.
I tried valiantly. I really did, but I just couldn't muster it up.
Well, is it because you now saw them as a mother instead of a woman or instead of your lover?
I saw them as Franken.
Oh, I'm not sure if you can say it. That's not one of the eight words. That's one of the seven words.
No, that was a one word. That was a made-up gibberish word. Yeah. Franken.
Okay, well, there it goes.
Because it rips, and I see that thing rip,
or
they cut it with scissors.
Ooh,
like cutting a New York flank steak or strip or whatever.
You watched that, huh?
A London broil with scissors.
Yeah, that's the noise.
And
I watched it.
Yeah. It's even worse. It's like a juicy.
Did you see it?
Into a steak.
Were you there? Drew, please.
I'm getting sick thinking of it. And then afterwards, I watched the doctor sew it up. And the doctor, one time, I don't remember with who, turned to me and said, would you like it a little tiny?
No way.
I swear to God.
Yeah, they think they're very funny.
Yeah.
I wasn't even sure if he was being funny.
Yeah.
Would you like it a little tighter? And it's all sewn up with black thread, and it looks like a Franken.
Oh, hold on, Annie, I'm not sure if you're allowed to say that word.
It's a made-up word. I just made it up.
Yeah, I know, but I could tell you.
It's all mad.
All right.
Wife, spread the video cameras out. Let's get busy. What the hell?
All right.
I think it's me.
But Andy.
I have a belief that some guys, first of all, they get fearful of that region. Guys freak out about that area. When something comes out of it, I think they actually, on some weird subconscious level, feel like something's going to suck them back in. Mm-hmm. I think guys get a weird thing like
that. Maybe.
If anyone could have that fantasy, it'd be Andy.
And I also think the whole mom thing is just too much for
Andy. For me, I think
But Drew, can I make an argument here for just 1 second? Mm-hmm. And I've said this before, and I think Andy could have benefited from this. You know, we're living in very progressive times, and we're in California, and the man is supposed to do a lot of the parenting and be a compassionate partner. Now the guy's supposed to be in the room, holding the hand, standing there, helping deliver the child, watching them make the...
biting the cord.
Episiotomy
Look
cut.
Look what it did to Andy.
Watching them sew it up again. And as you know, there's that can be a...
You bring up an interesting point.
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
I bet that should be studied. No one's ever studied. Does that adversely affect relationships? Yeah. Well, Andy leaves.
It did for Andy.
Yeah.
And I think it would for me, too. I mean, the woman doesn't even see that.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if a woman saw a version of that on a male, how excited she'd be about jumping back in the sack with him.
Yeah.
See his ass rip open. A bunch of blood and cords and stuff come out of it.
Oh.
I mean, it's really like something out of Alien. The birthing process. Now that's etched in your mind. I mean, Andy, you close your eyes, you'll see that again, right?
I saw it. I can see it right now. I don't even need to close my eyes.
You should have been.
I see Franken.
Yes. You should have been.
There's got to be a better word for
in
that.
It's perfect.
Franken vulva.
Franken crotch.
Franken crotch.
Franken. I like mine.
You should have been in the waiting room with the cigars pacing with Fred McMurray.
Right?
Andy? Not in there.
Yes. That is how it was in the 50s. And
right.
There must have been a reason. Yeah.
That's
and I should have been
is.
Out there with Fred McMurray.
Well, I wonder what other primate, what we did out in the wilderness.
Dean, what were those other Disney guys?
Dean Jones.
Dean Jones. I should have been out there with Dean Jones.
That darn cat.
Pacing around.
Love bug.
Eve, you're 22.
And then I shouldn't have looked at it until the stitches were removed.
That's right.
Franken.
Eve?
Crotch.
Yes.
Eve, you're 22.
Uh-huh.
What's up?
I've been seeing this guy for over 2 years, and I think he has some kind of a problem having intercourse and needs insight.
Uh-huh. 2 years, have you had sex with him?
No, never.
Have you gotten close?
Very close, but he won't even, like, let me take off his pants, or he won't take off his pants.
Ooh, I wonder if it's
is he a religious guy?
Mildly religious, but not very
religious. Do you feel an erection through his pants when you're messing around?
I think, but he's like, I don't know, he's like, he backs off once.
We wonder if there's something anatomically peculiar.
I do something that rhymes with backed off.
Yeah.
But it's a little different. Hey, Eve?
Did you?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, maybe he can't.
Well, hold on.
Have you ever seen his penis?
Huh?
Have you ever seen his penis?
Don't answer that. Thank you. We got to take a break.
Why couldn't she answer that?
I just want to leave a little suspense before we hit the break.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But all right. We're going to get to the bottom of this. How old is he, quickly?
He's 26.
He's got a Frankencock.
He's old enough.
He's got issues.
We will take ourselves a little break.
He's 27?
Eve, you hang tight. Yes, 26. Oh. Andy Dick is our guest tonight, and we'll come back, and we'll figure out what's up with this guy who won't have sex with Eve for 2 years.
Get him to call in.
All right.
Oh, good idea.
After this.
Loveline will be right back, so get your problems ready.
Yep, more Loveline. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Andy Dick is our guest tonight. You can find him on MTV Tuesday nights at 10:30.
Tee hee hee.
The Andy Dick Show. Andy's got himself 18 months of sobriety.
No, 22 months. Right?
22 months, yeah.
Oh.
22 months.
Year and 10 months.
Oh, year and 10 months. Oh, I thought a year and 8 months, and I did some bad math there. But, wow, that's pretty good.
Yep.
Coming on.
For someone like me, that's...
Notice how much calmer he is now?
It's a miracle.
Yeah.
Yeah, my brain chemistry is evening out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And caffeine isn't good for me.
How often you go into meetings?
Not as often. I should live in them. I should set up a cot full-time in an AA meeting, but
You're still with your therapist.
I haven't seen him in a while. I know.
And
because I was working
so hard. Sponsor?
Yeah, I have my sponsor. Yeah. But I go, if at the least, I go once a week. That's the least.
You going to AA?
Yeah, but come on, it's anonymous.
Oh, yeah. CA?
It's all anonymous.
Okay.
Tradition is. I didn't realize you didn't.
SA?
Ooh, that'd be a good for you. But
I didn't
realize you didn't get along with John Lovitz.
No, we get along now. Did he say we didn't?
No, it says here the little note.
Didn't like working with John Lovitz.
No, that's not true. No, we get along.
Oh, really?
No, I was having a bad year, very bad year.
I see.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
He is. He's a nice guy, and I ran into him recently, and I apologized. And he's a very nice guy. He really is.
Seems that way.
Yeah.
I wish he was a prick, though, and you could tell us a good story about him.
Everyone can be a prick.
All right. Oh, Chris Kattan?
I don't even want to...
All right.
He almost killed a whole studio.
Really?
What?
Well, Monkey Bone was like an $80 million movie.
Yeah.
And it, you know what movie did better?
Oh, Monkey Bone. It's
Cirque
gone.
Du Soleil, the documentary, did better than... then Monkey Bone, which is an $80 million laugh riot with animation and effects.
Was that
it was supposed to be like a Roger Rabbit, but it only did like $3 million.
Right.
$80 million to make that almost, that could kill a studio.
Brendan Fraser's in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because of Chris Kattan.
It just came and went. It was like a weird sort of Tim Burton kind of.
Oh yeah,
you know what? I didn't see it. It could be the best movie ever. I don't know.
I also all this stuff, Tim Burton.
And he could be a really nice guy. I just didn't like his vapid, empty impression of me on Saturday Night Live. I didn't like that. In fact, I just heard I did an impression of Tom Green, but only because I was asked to. Because the writers came up with this thing,
and I did it for a second.
And it was cute, but it was more like an homage. I wasn't making fun of him. It was like an homage. And I heard through the producer, because he also produced the Tom Green Show, that Tom Green loved it. Said he hates Saturday Night Live's impersonation of him because it's It's mean-spirited and empty, and they don't put any work into it. When they do somebody, they slap a wig on and then just do some voice.
But how,
for me, it's like, oh, my God, I'm so gay.
How much?
You know, with a blonde, curly wig, and it's just...
That's pretty good.
Well,
all right.
Great.
No, wait a minute. But how, who's... Is that... Is
but
that,
I put some work into it.
Is that Chris Kattan's fault? Or is it the writer's fault, or is it everybody's fault?
You know
what I mean? Does all the blame fall in his lap?
There is no blame. He just did a bad impersonation. But some people would think it was good.
He seemed like a pretty nice guy when he was up
there. He's a nice guy. I'm sure he's a nice guy. I would... I am not mean-spirited. I don't do that kind of humor. That Second City, I was from Second City, but that mean-spirited Saturday Night Live making fun of people,
now,
not into it.
Now, I know, Andy, you're not mean-spirited, but I've heard you choose a few choice words when you're singing about Chris Kattan.
Now, because he opened the floodgate. When somebody's mean to me or crosses me, I go berserk. I wish I wouldn't. I wish I wouldn't have even given him any power whatsoever. You know, because
Well, you got Monkey Business, so.
Monkey Bones. See,
Bones,
no one even knows the title of the movie. $80 million down the drain, buddy.
Ooh.
Thanks, Kattan.
Eve?
Yes.
Eve, you're 22.
Yeah.
What's up?
Like I was saying,
She had the boyfriend that she can't never see.
Oh, that's right, that's right. He's 26. And it's been 2 years that you've been with him?
I've been seeing him. He's not, like, really my boyfriend, but we, you know, get together and
He's not your boyfriend.
Huh?
2 years you guys have been dating?
Not, like, it's complicated with him because we don't really go out very much. I go to his house and we hang out and end up drinking and
I wonder he's not seeing anybody.
He's not seeing anyone else. I've seen one other person in this time period because we're like not really like doing anything at that time.
Could he be gay?
Is he a virgin?
No, he doesn't really talk too much about his sex life.
How do you know? Maybe he is a virgin.
Well, he says that he's been with this one girl for sure. I know he's been with, and then another one
before he decided to like guys.
Relationship with, and I think he was with her too. But I'm
might he be bisexual?
I've never seen any signs of it. Hmm. Some people say.
Wait a minute.
Some people say they don't know him, and I tell them my problem.
Wait, listen.
They're like, is he gay?
Listen,
like,
for guests to begin speculating is a waste of time. You need to go to the source and sit down and have a real conversation with him.
Is that a gay bar? What's the source?
It's a oracle down near the Coronado Hotel. Oh, she's in New Mexico. What disturbs me most about this call is that you've been a friend for 2 years and never had a conversation with him about important
All
issues.
All right, wait a minute, please. Do you make out with him every time you see him?
Yeah.
You do? You kiss passionately?
Yes.
And then what?
And then a lot of times he'll take off, like, most of my clothes or all of my clothes.
All your clothes,
yeah.
And what does he do to you?
And he'll... like, you know, touch me and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But when I've tried to...
Has he ever given you an orgasm?
Yes.
With his hands?
Yes.
Does he ever do any oral sex on you?
He suggested it, and I said...
How'd that work? He had his attorney come in and give you some documentation, ask you to sign it, have your attorney look it over? What do you mean he suggested it?
He's asked me if I wanted him to, and I said I didn't want him to. I didn't feel comfortable if I couldn't do anything back because he doesn't let me do anything.
And he keeps his pants on.
Yes.
He's bisexual.
There's a couple of options here. He's either really freaked out about religion, which I don't think is the problem.
Female.
Gay. Or he has something wrong
with his
private parts.
Yeah.
Or all of the above.
Impotence is like really rare for someone his age, right?
You'll scratch that one off your list. That's not what we're talking about.
He's
Frankenpenis.
That he can't.
He can't what?
He's drunk.
Can't what?
He can't have intercourse when he's.
All right. Yeah, something's up.
Something is very, very wrong here.
Why don't you just find another guy?
I've never heard that excuse before.
Find another guy. This is going to ruin you as a female.
Okay.
How old are you?
She's 22.
Oh, yeah, get rid of him.
Baby, you got your whole life ahead of you. All right?
Okay.
All right, just stop it. Is women really, I mean, as a guy who's trying to have sex with a woman, we don't take it real personally when they want to have sex with us. We assume they don't want to, and we're just grateful that there are those who will.
That's right.
But when a woman is with a guy, and she's, like, trying to get into the barn for a number of years, and he ain't letting her in.
That's bizarre.
And it's going to screw with her mind. Yeah, just move on. She's naked. He's got his pants on. He doesn't want her down there. Something's going on with him, and in a big way, too. I mean, Drew is a passionate man. You'll attest to that.
I'm thinking vagina.
Yeah.
Or some, you know, micro phallus or something.
Mm-hmm. That was my nickname in high school. Yeah, micro phallus. That's a good name for a superhero.
Hey, microphallus.
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 Cindy?
Yes.
You're 22?
I am.
What's up?
My boyfriend and I have been going out for well over a year, and he's very sensitive, and he has a problem with premature ejaculation.
And this is the exact opposite problem
yeah.
as the other girl,
yeah.
right?
Nah.
Well, the other one, she can't even get the guy to stick it in her. This girl, pop, I'm done, honey.
Yeah, well, we want to know how to make it last longer, because it bothers both of us.
But how long does it last?
It depends on how long he...
A minute? 30 seconds? Five minutes?
I'm not sure if he just let it... If he didn't try to hold it back.
What's the longest?
5 minutes?
2 minutes?
No, well, if he... There's sometimes, like, if he's not in the mood... It
gives me a number, lady.
What's the longest?
Yes.
Maybe 10 minutes.
That's not bad.
She's
probably overestimating.
But that's probably if he's stopping and...
Right, he has to stop and, some, you know, and then it's like, but then it's like, gets really annoying for me because then I start to get off and then he stops and I'm like, ah, so...
Damn. I mean, the good news here is that he's very turned on by you.
He's very much in love with you, yes.
He just can't hold it back.
Although he could be humping a hole in a piece of plywood and he'd probably go about 8 minutes. So, I mean, let's face it. Drew, you know guy's anatomy.
That's the clock. That's his clock.
No, he really likes you, but he really likes everyone, too. Just look at it that way.
How does a guy lengthen his clock?
You did say clock, right?
Yes.
He masturbates, right? A lot. You have to masturbate.
What if he
really wear it down?
Took care of himself.
Get calluses on that thing.
Right. What if he took care of himself?
We tried different stuff. He's not really into masturbating, actually.
That's the problem.
he needs to be responsible as sort of managing himself.
Mm-hmm.
Really, that's the idea. He owes that to you.
Yeah, that's not an acceptable excuse.
Yeah.
I'm going to come in 3 minutes, yet I don't feel good about masturbating.
Yeah.
It's now his job because of this problem.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
So that's the only way?
Well, yeah. he'll grow out of it in about 20 years. Yeah, about 20 years.
But he's got to figure out his sort of rhythm and how, you know, he's got to unload things a little bit.
He's got to unburden
the system.
Yes. Andy, what can I put you down for a day as far as the masturbation goes?
With my girlfriend, I don't even masturbate.
What?
I really don't. We don't have time. We have
really?
Sometimes we have sex. I mean, hold your hands up. What's the record?
How many?
So,
no, that's not five.
I thought
five
we had a record
minutes.
Of like 10.
Five
no,
minutes.
We're talking about how many times a day.
Holy Christ.
So to orgasm each time?
Six.
Andy?
Yeah.
Six orgasms.
Sometimes it'll be like in a row.
I'll
wait a little bit. I'll wait a half an hour and then right back in.
Six in a row, really?
But I'm just an addict. I can't get enough of anything.
All right, but what about when things aren't going so good with you and your lady?
And masturbation maybe once a day, but...
Huh?
Or twice a day.
If you're on a tear?
I can just go and go and go.
Manic phase.
And it is a tear, because I'll tear my penis up.
Give it.
I mean, I will, till it's bleeding.
Yeah.
Till it's bleeding.
Bleeding, really?
Yeah, I've done that.
Adam pulled his off once.
Bleeding.
They had to sew it back on, just like the episiotomy.
Yeah,
you want to make it a little snugger?
I found porn came
Frank
out.
And
when
dick.
I realized it came out on DVD, that's the night I pulled my penis off.
Jenna Jameson.
The hand on
Jenna
DVD.
Jameson was up here,
and
she was very moved by his homage.
Yeah, give us your personal record for the day, high school included. You know, what do you think?
Lost count.
What do you think?
I don't
ballpark.
Know. Five or ten.
Five or ten.
Is that low?
I expect you as a 12, 13 man.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah?
No, I need a lot of stimulation. That's why I prefer just to go right for the sex. I don't even...
You're not a foreplay guy?
No, I mean, I'm talking about as opposed to masturbating.
I see.
And I have my girlfriend here, and...
Right.
You know, I...
Yeah, and she's not humiliated by this conversation.
Sex is good. It's just not the real thing. I mean, that's the way I look at it.
You really like masturbating, don't you?
No, that's my thing.
You love it. That's why you don't have a girl. Do you have a girlfriend?
Some people like, you know,
that doesn't
kids.
Break his stride.
I prefer
some people
having
like butterflies.
Sex. I prefer having sex.
All right. Well, that's you. Whatever, dude.
Nothing beats a good porno movie.
Yeah, have fun having sex with your young model girlfriend. Wow. Teach his own.
Yeah, I also don't like blowjobs.
Andy, be careful.
I bet don't.
Don't say it around.
Really?
Is that true? No, he didn't say anything. Go on with the call.
Don't like
blowjobs. Andy, don't cry about it.
Are you going to get upset?
Wrong? Yeah, I'm a little upset.
I think I've had too many.
Oh, Andy.
I'm just over it.
Oh, really?
I'm over it.
What are you going to do?
I don't mind getting me going that way, but then I want to get into it.
Yeah, I see. You know? Yeah. No, I know you're a passionate, passionate man like Drew is. A lot of guys that are really... I think the hornier you are, the more you've got to put your penis into something. And that if you're getting oral sex, that's all well and good. But if there's a vagina in the room that's attached to the mouth that's giving you oral sex, you've got to get it into the vagina.
I got to get in there. Got to get in there.
Right. I like the BJ. That's me.
You prefer that.
No, I'll mix it up, but I certainly will, I will enjoy that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm Gemini, so we like BJs.
Oh, I see.
It says it right in the book. Yeah, Melissa?
What has my life come to?
Well, I'm Capricorn and I like to give them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go,
calm
baby.
Calm down.
I'm feeling much better now.
You're the next contestant.
Yeah.
First of all, Dr. Drew,
yeah.
About a month ago, you told a young lady that it was okay if she wanted to skip her period, she was on the pill, and then she could just skip her sugar pills and go right through and not have her period. Like
what I said was that some doctors are advocating this. I'm not comfortable with this, and certainly somebody could do it for a cycle, no problem.
Well, I've had complications.
What happened?
Well, for about 3 weeks now, I've been bleeding lightly.
Yeah.
Okay, and that was like when I was supposed to start my period, I kept taking the pills, and I started, and it's just been a slow period ever since.
That's called mid-cycle bleeding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was also curious.
That's not a complication. That's just part of taking the pill.
Well, then I guess I'll just have my period.
And which pill are you on?
Ortho-tricycline.
Yeah, I don't think the tricyclic pills should be taken that way. It's the monophasic pills.
Okay, I was concerned, can I get pregnant if I'm on the pill and say I miss it? And if I do, will taking the pill cause me to have a miscarriage?
No, the pill will not hurt the child. However, getting pregnant, having an egg meet a sperm while you're on the pill may impair implantation.
All right, we got a big Andy Dick fan here.
Oh, there.
There we go. That'll calm him down.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you're 17. What's up?
Hey, Andy.
What's happening?
Huge fan, man.
Oh, thanks.
Like, awesome fan.
Oh, good. Thanks.
And, I heard, like, a while back that you were going to be playing over here in L.A.
Yeah, I do a lot, actually. I was at the Knitting Factory last night.
Oh, last night?
Yeah, last night I was at the Knitting Factory. Do you know where that is?
Yeah, it's over here in the Sunset, no?
Yeah, it's on Hollywood Boulevard in the Galaxy 6. Movie theaters are on the side. But the thing is that they didn't say my name. It was a bunch of performance artists.
Oh.
And it was called, like, L.A. All-Star Performance Artists. And they didn't list our names, so not a lot of people knew.
Yeah, because I saw you over here in some show. I think it was some other show, and I think you really freaked them out. And I don't know if I could say the name of the show.
The Mint?
Nah, it was on TV.
You can say a name of a show. Go ahead.
It was like you were on a Donnie and Marie, man.
Oh, yeah, I showed Marie Osmond my ass crack.
You really freaked out.
I spread it for her.
I have that on tape over here.
I know. There's a camera angle where I'm sure you can see my nutsack dangling down.
Wait, didn't he show me his penis or something?
Yeah.
Who showed me his penis?
Yeah, very first time, very first season on Loveline TV.
Oh, that's right.
What is that? That's some kind of psychosis where I have to show things to people. What is
I'm
that?
I'm working for the same production company. Men Are From Mars is the same group.
It is. Do they talk about it?
I'm going to get you over there. No, but as soon as I bring you up tomorrow, it will happen.
But they probably have a tape because there was a camera angle that showed
your nutsack.
My nutsack dangling down. I spread. Not only did I just take my pants, and I like Donnie and Marie. I grew up watching Donnie and Marie, and I love him. Not only did I show her my butt, but I like spread my cheeks. Well, why would I do that? That is, when I look at it now, I think it's crazy.
Why don't you like BJs? I mean, there's a lot of psychosis.
It's not
here.
That I don't like them. I just prefer
them. What was going through your head? What was going through your head as you...
It'll not soon be forgotten.
I don't know. I wanted to freak her out. I'll tell you what. I used to be in love with Maria
Osmond. There you go.
Let me
just put it this way, Andy.
I used to kiss the TV screen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever gone to the zoo?
Yeah.
And stood around the chimpanzee cage or some of the lower primates and watched them interact with each other?
Watch them finger themselves?
They will throw poo.
Yeah.
They will,
oh, are you saying I'm an ape?
They will show
I'm
their butts
ape.
To each other.
No, he said lower primate.
And there are primate qualities to each of us. And, you know, they
and
tend
I
to
just
come
let
out.
Them out.
Yeah,
they tend to come out when the cameras are on a national television show.
Yeah, and it's some of those old primitive feelings you had about Marie just expressed themselves.
Well, you were sober though, right?
I was sober.
Now, when you were getting
newly
high,
sober, though,
when you were getting
huh?
high,
yeah,
newly were you sober. High on a lot of shows?
No,
Andy.
Everywhere. No, I really wasn't.
You were never not high when you were really getting high.
No. On shows like this, I think I would come in high, but this isn't a real show.
Well,
I think I came in here with beer. You saw me drinking beer.
Yeah.
My cup.
First he insults me with the BJ comment.
Yeah.
And now
I didn't insult you with
show.
The BJ comment.
How dare you?
You insulted me.
I'm looking at your beautiful girlfriend over there. She's heartbroken over that comment.
I know what you're thinking.
She's going to leave. What are you talking about?
I'm thinking.
I know what you're thinking. But honestly,
some girls
I wasn't
like giving oral sex, by the way.
I was hungover a lot, actually. Hungover.
Right.
I wouldn't have been able to... What?
No, I'm just moving on.
What's he saying?
I'm
What's
done.
He saying?
Ron.
Yeah.
You're 22.
Yeah.
What's up?
I've been married to my wife for about, I don't know, about a year now.
22.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds 44.
Right.
And
yeah, he sounds old.
We did a lot of stuff. We know we've done just about everything. We started anal sex lately.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Now she's bleeding like pretty bad.
Hey, we got to go to break.
All right. What do you got to do? Take a leak?
Yeah. Hey, don't hang up. Don't hang
Andy,
up.
Andy, you into the anal, or is that...
I can't talk about it.
Okay, that's cool. You like that. Listen, the freakier a guy
Ron, hold on
is,
a
more
second.
Into
hold
that.
On, Ron. Hang on
hold
a second.
On, Ron.
All right.
All right, keep her off the sofa, though, all right? I'm going to ruin that. Hang on. Andy Dick is here. Anal Andy Dick is here.
Don't call me that.
That'd be a good nickname for you, though.
Anal Andy.
Anal Andy Dick is in the...
Anus and Andy.
Anal Andy Dick in the hizzy. Yeah, that's good.
Right.
Dr. Drew, the passionate man, and BJ Ace Rockola's over here. So we'll take a little break. We'll get back with Ron and his bleeding rectum after this.
Oh, yeah. Everybody now.
Hello. This is the Mango from the Saturday Night Live. And you did listen to the Love Line with the Adam Carolla sus and the Drew man with the ass. No! You can't have a man! No mango for you!
Oh, man, that is funny. That never gets old. That dude is a talent. Talent with a capital T. That's talent there. Let me get that Catan back on the show. Oh, by the way, Andy Dick here. Don't blow me, Andy Dick is here. Anal Andy Dick.
God. Don't blow me.
Is the name of his show is the Andy Dick Show, Tuesday nights, 10:30 on MTV. And this is a nice opportunity, I think. I think those of us who have seen Andy doing sketch work and ensemble work and sort of in a place where Andy is free to be Andy, appreciate him more in that realm than we do in a sitcom realm. This
Andy
man is a talent and needs to be cut loose.
Director, I'm telling you.
Yes.
I am serious.
And the show is
films.
Really funny.
Yeah. Listen, somebody's got to cut you loose on one because they'll get something great back.
Yeah, I'm going to direct some films.
And that again, it'll be found on MTV. MTV's a little, because we were on MTV for a while, they move you around a little bit. I mean, they'll give
schedule.
You your night, and then you may pop up at 4 in the morning on Saturday night, or you may be at noon on Sunday. Now, does your show, because of content, not run
yes.
like during the day?
Well, what they do is there's the 10:30 show, and by the way, they've pulled things 3 hours before we've gone to air. So we've had to satellite things, you know, that whole process.
Right.
They've pulled whole pieces because of content, even though it was going to air after 10 o'clock. But they make a G version, a G-rated version of the show for before 10 o'clock. So there's some things that you might only see one time only.
Mm-hmm. Before.
Well, no, you'll see it one time on Tuesday at 10:30, mm-hmm. and then you'll never see it again.
You weren't being John Malkovich?
Yeah, but they just used stock footage of me at an MTV event, actually, just clapping my hands in the audience. Remember when they had the big puppet show?
Yes.
And the very end when they used life-size puppets?
Yes.
And I was just, they just cut to me and Winona Ryder just clapping.
I see.
And I was in the audience not knowing that they had used this stock footage, and I was watching myself, and I saw myself, and everyone laughed, but they were really, like, laughing at me. Oh. Like, look at that idiot. And then I laughed, and then I went, wait a minute. And it was surreal and depressing.
Thanks for bringing that up, though,
thanks
by the
a
way,
lot.
Drew, in
thanks
the middle
a lot, buddy.
Of this explanation.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
What do you add, ADD over there, Drew?
But
so, right in the middle of explaining, you may only see something at 10:30.
You'll only see it one time, and then what they'll do is they'll take that piece out and replace it with something that you've seen before, like what they've done with the Tom Green piece. They've done that. They put that in a bunch.
Right.
Or the Marilyn Manson piece. Which he loved it, by the way. Marilyn Manson, I did him, and he loved it. Loved it. I went up to his house and showed him in person, and he loved it.
Well, oh, you did?
Yeah.
How do you know him?
I run into him here and there.
How do you? You got a lot of celebrity friends, right?
I just run into them, but no. I mean, no? I don't. I don't hang out with them.
Yeah.
No, I don't hang. I don't hang out with Ben Stiller.
You always say that, but then you got celebrity friends.
When push comes to shove, and I really wanted my show to do well, I asked. You know, I asked my
calling in favors.
I called in my favors because it's the Andy frickin' Dick show. You know, I'm not going
to
just sit on my laurels here. This is a one-time opportunity, once in a lifetime.
The anal.
My name is in the frickin' title.
That's right. But how do you feel about it?
Hey, Ron.
Yeah.
You're 22 now.
Yeah.
All right. So you had some anal with your wife.
Now she's bleeding, right?
Yeah.
How long has she been bleeding for?
it's just after we do it for like I don't know, maybe an hour or so.
Well, then you fall asleep. She keeps bleeding, though.
Can
right?
I ask you something? Does she like it? Not the bleeding part, but does she like it while you're doing it?
To a certain point, but I don't think she does. I think it's more or less for me.
Yeah, and she's like, take it out. Hurry. Are you almost done? Are you almost done?
Yeah, that's not good.
Hurry.
Don't you think that the fact that she's bleeding is a sign that maybe...
Yeah. Well, let's do a little recreation. Andy, you play along. Hold still, baby. You're going like this.
Okay, just... Hurry.
Just try not to talk. You're going to make me lose my wood.
Okay.
Shh. Okay, here we go. Nice and soft. Nice.
Did you put stuff on it? Ow!
Nice and easy.
Take it out!
Nice.
Take it out! Take
hold
it out! Take
still,
it out! Take
still,
it out! Take it out!
Oh, it's coming back out. It's coming out. Hand me the remote. Bitch, you're on the remote. You're going to break it in half. All right, now get down there with your mouth and clean me off.
Oh, my God.
Unacceptable.
Oh, my God.
Where are you? Who are you?
Bad. Can I finish talking to him?
Yeah. Help me out.
Are you cracking your ass
off? He loves it. Look at him. That's the secret, the real him. That's the real
That's
Adam Carolla.
Really everybody.
Look at him.
I just got a little glimpse of my life, you know, that's all.
Is that real?
Yeah, that's my angle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Take it out, take it out, take it out, take it out, take it out.
You want to talk to Ron anymore?
Yeah, I do. By glimpse of your life, you mean you're simulating anal sex
with Andy Dick on the radio. That's what I mean.
Yeah, you think you feel bad.
Yeah. Oh, my poor family.
Oh,
my grandmother's not listening.
All right,
are we done with Ron?
No, I'm not done.
What's
with Ron.
He got to do
I need
with
to talk to him.
All right, hurry up now.
Hey, Ron.
My ass hurts.
Anytime anyone has rectal bleeding, it's time to get a gastroenterologist take a look and have a scope done. She needs to have it checked out. In the meantime, you got to stop doing
this. Well, we know the reason.
You can really hurt her. It could be all kinds of things. Inflammatory bowel disease, could be a tear, could be fissures, could be various hemorrhoids.
Fissures?
If you cause...
What in the heck is that?
If you cause...
Fissures. That doesn't sound good.
No.
None of it's good.
Fissures. Is it a fissures disease?
No.
Do fissures get them?
Like fissures in the earth, you know, fissures.
Oh, fissures.
Yeah,
oh,
little things
fissures.
Open up and stuff
said,
comes out, right?
I thought it was a disease called fissures.
Mm-hmm. We should take this simulated sodomy
on the road.
Yeah, we really should.
Well, you like it.
I enjoyed that.
I don't know how much
the
I like
spoken
it.
Word stuff you do, the stand-up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
If you want.
playing the part of the dry anal rapist, Adam Carolla. Thank you. David?
Hello? Oh, he's asleep. Hello?
Hello?
David?
Yes, he made it.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, buddy.
Quite an effort. What's happening?
Not much. I just have some questions to ask you. What do you prefer, oral or sex?
Well, who are you asking?
Adam.
Didn't we? We've been covering that.
We just talked
about
that.
I know. That's what I was hearing about. I was wondering what you think about it.
I like to mix it up, but I'm a bigger fan of the oral than most guys are, I suspect. Although you and my partner, Drew, Annie, you guys admittedly have a problem with sex. I mean, you're very passionate men, both. Yeah.
Oh,
very passionate.
We have a problem, meaning we like it a lot. We do it.
Well, I mean, it's like I said earlier. When the penis is out and there's a vagina in the room, it wants to go into the vagina.
That would be act of nature. That'd be a normal thing. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But being an addict, I want to feel get that high. You know, when you come, it's like a little bit mini drug.
Yeah.
So I just can't get enough.
Right.
Yeah. Sickening.
Fawn.
Hey.
You're 17. What's up?
My sister's fiance made a pass at me.
Uh-huh.
He actually, and it wasn't through words, though, he actually put his hands on me.
Where?
He actually grabbed my chest. And then he told me that he'd been waiting to do that all day.
How old is he?
He is 22, I think.
Mm-hmm. I've been telling your mom.
Hmm?
Tell your mom.
Tell
your dad.
No, dad's not around.
No.
You're thinking you should tell your sister?
Yeah, because...
No.
Why not?
They've been together for about 5 years, and they have a kid together.
And now what happened? Were you guys drinking or just hanging out?
No. We were just hanging out.
And he was sober, huh?
Uh-huh.
And where was she?
My sister?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She was back at home because they live down in Eugene.
And you weren't into it.
Where were you? He was at your house?
Yeah. He'd brought his son up to visit, and me and him had gone out.
He has another son, or
How
is that her
you?
Son?
It's my sister's son.
How old are you?
17.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
This is a great way of wording things.
Were you into it?
No.
No. Did you tell him, I'm not into it?
Well, not really, because I got really, it threw me off, and it made me really nervous.
Mm-hmm. Hey, don't be alone with this guy ever again.
Well, yeah.
I think you got to tell your mom, because if you go directly to your sister, she's going to make it your problem.
What happened, though, when he did this?
We were just, like,
all right.
We were driving back from downtown.
With the kid in the car?
No. The kid wasn't with us.
And he made a move, and did you stop him?
Yeah.
All right. So you stopped him, and nothing else happened?
Well, no. When he was leaving again later on, he did it again.
And then what happened?
And then I, did the same thing I did before, but I didn't really say anything to him.
He just pushed his hand away.
Yeah, and I got really quiet because I didn't know what to say to him.
Mm. And there was no other interaction?
No.
Okay. So you did the right thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And that was good. Means you probably weren't victimized before.
Right. Nobody
ever, someone rape you or do something bad?
Yeah.
Mm. That's why this guy knew to do this.
What happened before?
Well, I was raped about 8 or 9 months ago.
Who raped you?
Just the guy that I was dating.
Yeah. What about before that?
See, that's another thing that I wanted to ask Drew about, is if it's possible to have been abused in any way at a very young age and not remember it.
Yeah, that's possible.
Oh, yeah.
Where's Daddy?
He's around, but we're not close. We don't really talk.
Yeah. How's Mom?
She's cool.
Is she cool? Like, lets you smoke her weed cool?
No.
Or good parent cool?
No.
Okay.
She's a pretty good mom, but,
Okay. And your sister's got herself hooked up with a real champ.
Yeah.
I kind of wonder about her a little bit. How's she doing?
Well, I don't really know her that well. She's only my half-sister.
Oh.
Who was her dad?
Just another one of my... Because my mom had two husbands.
Yeah. When your mom... Another great decision made by your mom, perhaps?
Yeah.
And this guy's a world-class a-hole, not in the scene?
Her dad, yeah.
Yeah, he may have done some bad things.
Yeah. Probably.
Oh, boy. I agree with Drew. Talk to your mom.
Yeah.
She shouldn't get married to this guy. On the other hand, someone ought to shoot a dart filled with Norplant in it in her arm so she doesn't get pregnant again. Because she's going to... How many kids?
Just one.
Just the one.
Yeah.
It's a boy?
Yes.
And how old is he?
He's almost two.
All right. That's enough. You got to talk to your mom, see what you guys think.
Thanks, you guys.
Yeah, and talk to your mom, would you?
Yeah.
Because see, guys like this are so goddamn brazen. You know what I mean? I mean, it's the middle of the day. It's an underage. You know, like
underage family member.
I understand the cheating gene. Most guys have that, and that's why, frankly, most guys shouldn't be getting married at 22 or 23 or whatever he's getting married at. But he had himself a kid and he got himself locked in early. He doesn't know what to do. All right, I understand that. But it's not like he's in Iowa on business and having a couple of cocktails at the Red Roof Inn and some hooker comes by and sits down next to him. That's not cheating, by the way, Drew. That's just business.
I'm taking notes.
That's okay. A write-off. But when you're trying to goose your fiancé's kid sister who's underage, it's the middle of the day, you're grabbing a boob while you're driving in the pickup truck, everyone's stone cold sober, no excuse for that. This guy's in. If this guy is brazen enough to try that move, look out.
Yeah. That's just the
this guy's not what you call discreet,
right?
And get his hand pushed away.
Do it again
and try it again. I mean, think about that, and think about a guy who doesn't give a rat's ass about the sister. Like, for all he knows, she's going to pick up the phone as soon as she gets home and call the sister before he even makes it back to Eugene.
Yep,
that's crazy.
Yep.
I mean, could you imagine if you ever did make that first move with the kid sister and she, like, slapped your hand? You'd be like, you want some ice cream? You want some money? I'll swing by the ATM. Are you cool? Are we cool? Everything's cool, right? We got a kid, right? Everything's cool. Sorry. You know, I'm on medication. I'm sorry. You guys want anything? We'll stop by like a Bullocks. I'll pick you up in a smart pant outfit or something, okay? This guy just tries again. All right. We'll take ourselves a little break. Andy Dick is here. Anal Andy Dick.
I don't like that.
Anus and Andy likes that.
No. Anus and Andy Dick is here tonight. David Alan Greer will be in here tomorrow night.
He's funny. I like that guy.
He is very funny.
We did a movie together. In the Army now, remember?
Oh, really? Yeah.
He's funny.
Yeah, he is a funny guy.
How's his new show?
I haven't seen
I've seen it. It's good.
It's funny, yeah, because he's funny.
But here's the whole thing, and it's the same thing I'm saying about you, and the same thing I'll say about David and sitcoms. A sitcom could never be as funny as they are.
Yeah, exactly.
It can't really be done on network. Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
1-800-LOVE-191.
We'll be right back.
Hey, Loveline. Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew over there. David Alan Greer, our second favorite guest after Andy Dick, is going to be in here tomorrow night. These, as I've said all week, are two funny guys who are actually funny.
Is that me?
You don't find, I think that's David Alan Greer.
Yeah, it's funny and smart and creative.
Yeah, those you don't things. Find yeah. a lot of funny guys who are actually real funny, especially when they come on this show. And he'll be in here tomorrow night. Looking forward to that.
He's funny.
Brian Herta, the race car driver, will be in here Wednesday night for race car driver. Yes. Yes. There you go. And Andy Dick is here tonight, of course, from the Andy Dick Show, Tuesday nights, 10:30, MTV.
And he is committed to putting both of us on his show.
Well, and
you're very rangy.
Very, very well done show. Very funny show. And Drew, please stop me if I'm out of bounds here, but we have a lot of people. I have a lot of shows on this show, and I don't say a lot about them, right?
No, and listen, when somebody who is a comedian comes on this show, for you to say something positive is virtually an act of
God. I'm not that competitive. How dare you, Joe?
Hey.
You're 21. What's up?
What's up is that I have this friend who's straight, right? He's a guy, and I'm gay.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't known each other that long, about a month, right? He's been dating this girl for 3 years. She meets me, and then, like, the next couple days, she tells him that she's intimidated by me because he's in the closet, and I have a crush on him, and she wants him to explore his bisexuality. So then he tells me, and now I'm just freaking out, and I don't know what to do, because I like him, and I like spending time with him.
Anybody follow that? Are you
really.
Are you interested in him romantically?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but wait.
Why does it freak you out?
She is encouraging him to follow what she thinks is his bi tendencies.
Exactly.
But does he think he has those? Does he agree with that?
Well, he told me that he thinks it's trendy to be bisexual, and he asked me already, did I think he was cute and someone
this is not bisexual, this is bi.
What?
Yeah, he's saying bye-bye to heterosexuality.
No, it's not. Oh, yeah. You guys, no. It's not always
vagina,
that black and white. It's not always
breasts,
that black and white.
Goodbye.
No,
bye, heterosexuality.
No. It's not that black and white.
Are you still bi now that you're sober?
I'd prefer not to talk about my sexuality. He's bisexual.
I believe Andy refers to himself as trisexual.
Yeah, I'll try anything.
But you're mainly heterosexual now,
yeah,
right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Who wouldn't be with that girlfriend of his?
Yeah. But the thing is that I was even talking to her about this. I mean, you can never... The door was opened for me a long time ago, and I've never been able... It would be like going into Scientology to try to close it and try to become straight. And I'm not interested in doing that.
Forgive me, but is
that... You know what I'm saying?
No.
Is that the back door? Which door?
No. I've never had anybody enter.
Oh, really?
His behind is intact.
Ever.
I was in you like 20 minutes ago, wasn't I?
My bussy is...
your behind is still intact?
My behind... is still intact. I'm not.
Okay, good times. That's
no, but
fine.
Seriously, do you understand what I'm trying to say? I have, you know, I've experimented and I've had thoughts.
Yeah,
and I'm not interested in trying to close that door.
Yeah, but you would fit our bisexual profile.
Right.
Joe's buddy fits our bye-bye.
No, he doesn't.
What does that mean? I don't understand.
No. They're speaking too quickly, I think. Have you guys done anything?
Oh, no.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Has he ever done anything?
Has
with
he made
guy?
A pass? With
I don't know. He said stuff to me that's made me wonder.
Like what?
Like how he'll tell me how when he was younger he used to party with all his friends that were guys, and we'd just party, and then he'd look at me and he'd go, you know, and he'd start laughing, and I'm like, well, I don't know what he's talking about.
Well, how old is he?
Then
now?
He wants to know if you think he's cute.
He's 20.
Uh huh. And he was younger. Okay.
Yeah, he just turned 20.
Well, let's put it this way:
his girlfriend is saying, "Hey, get out of here. You're gay."
If he was straight, do you think he'd be doing any of this?
No.
Telling you you're cute and
no.
whatnot.
Why would he even tell me what his girlfriend said?
Okay. Well, he's definitely bi. That's my thing. I think he's bi.
He'd be like, I'm not hanging out with you anymore.
All right. Well, listen. Hey, Joe?
Yeah.
Joe Blow? Can you make a move on him then?
How? I mean...
Well, listen. This guy doesn't have delicate sensibilities. Why don't you just give him a couple wine coolers and see where the road leads, you know?
I guess so, but the girlfriend never gives us... Well, she does, and she does.
Well, she does. She's a mess, this one, by the way. She's a screwball.
I agree.
Well, you hate all women.
Of course.
Especially your mom.
That isn't a huge deal.
What happened to you that that made you gay? I'm just curious.
Oh, I know what happened.
What happened?
My dad left when I was 3.
No.
Yeah, I mean, come on, and I never had a dad.
Was your mom domineering?
And I was always looking for daddy everywhere else, but never had him.
Nah. Then you found him.
Yeah, exactly.
Is your mom...
In your behemoth.
Is your mom very domineering?
Not really. She gives me a lot of space, but
did somebody pretend? You know, did somebody fill that void, so to speak, early on? Like when you were like 7,
I was like 3, I had like my best friend. I probably had a crush on him too, like around the same time that dad left.
Did because you were searching around like that? Were you taking advantage of it, young?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
I don't really know, quite honestly, because I feel that maybe that did happen, but there's no way for me to know for sure.
All right. Well,
I had that.
Joe.
Oh, you were sexually abused?
Well, remember, we talked about it.
I don't want to get into it.
It's boring.
Yeah. Well
that's addict.
You forgot about that?
Yeah. Addict plus sexual abuse equals sexual addiction.
Death.
Yeah.
No, sexual addiction.
Sexual addiction. Well, right. There we go. That's me.
All right,
write it up. Put it in the paper.
I will.
Put it in the paper.
I'll get your word on that.
Drew, right. let's not get melancholy with 10 minutes left in the show, please.
Melancholy?
Jeff, well, you're talking about sexual abuse and addiction and all that.
It's just the facts. I'm not sad
time.
About it.
Good times.
Yeah, good times. It's good times. Yeah. Sure. Jeff?
Yeah.
You're 31. What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to...
Well, hold on. Let me ask Andy a question. Seriously, if, you know... You keep the door open to guys, you know?
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying that... I'm just saying it's impossible
Drew?
To close.
Me or Drew. That's what I'm saying, you know?
No.
I mean, you have a type.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Neither of you two.
Really?
Yeah, we're too...
It's too...
Come
old.
On, buddy.
Yeah.
What? Were you going to say that?
We're too old, yeah.
Yeah. But do you have it... If you had a type, what would you go for? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Does personality factor in? See, that's the whole thing about with gay guys. Your sense of humor? Who cares? Shut up. Go to the gym.
That's what it's like with you with women.
And you too.
With that's, yeah, that's, no, but I am lucky because I did find a smart, beautiful girl here.
Yeah, but let me
smart, or she wouldn't be with me.
Well, okay. But listen, here's what I'm saying. Your girlfriend is 21. She's a model. She's very, very beautiful.
The most beautiful.
She's very beautiful.
She's the most beautiful. Hey. Okay.
The point is, she is attracted to you.
You are getting a little semi.
I'm attracted to her, really.
You're getting a semi. You know, both of you are wearing your pajama bottoms.
Right, hold on. Let me make
these are flannel pants, I'll have you know.
Let me make my point.
That you wear when you go to bed.
Andy, please let me make my point. She is attracted to you because you're talented, because you're funny. She thinks you're cute, but that's all factored into your personality, your
she
talent. She appreciates your work.
She likes my personality hanging between my legs, buddy.
That's why she is attracted to Andy.
Yeah.
Now, when a gay man is attracted to another man, it's not because, go look at the pinup calendars, Blue Boy and all those other cult roundup. Don't stop me if I keep going here. The point is they're not going for a guy's personality. They're going for a guy's ass and abs.
But
you'll
see two guys holding hands, and they're just old guys.
Yeah, they're both a mess, and they know they can't do any better.
Well, what?
That's all I'm saying. But I'm just saying
it's not always black and white.
The gay version of your girlfriend is not with you. She's with a young, hunky, tan. She's with a version of her.
No, I see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Thank you. But she's nodding her head over there. She doesn't know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't agree. I think that they
have. Good. Why should you?
You're not gay. You're bisexual anyways.
Right. No, but I think they have men who do go just... who would go for personality.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think...
Not many of them, but they may be out
but
there.
But what was the point of this guy?
I don't know.
The point was we got to go to break.
All right. All right. We'll be back. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. David Alan Greer tomorrow night, everybody. Our second favorite guest to the guest we have tonight, Andy Dick, everybody. Tuesday nights, 10:30, MTV. Watch this show and praise it. It'll make Andy feel good. Thanks. And it is a very, very good show.
It is worthy.
And Andy, we both have a special place in our heart for you and always love it when you come on this show. And would be honored if you'd have either one of us on your show.
I'll put you both on.
Thank you very much. So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
On shows like this, I think I would come in high, but this isn't a real show.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.